There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Dakota, McKenzie County Bank, our broadcast location today for What's on Your Mind. I love this place. I just love this place because it works. It's America at work. It's going, and it's beautiful. So it's beautiful and booming. What's not to love? I mean, it's just so, oh my gosh, rolling in here yesterday about 7 o'clock or so last night and just soaking in that beauty and yet seeing so much going on in every corner. It's phenomenal. It's why we're here. Watford City Chamber of Commerce and Economic Development Corporation is having their annual meeting tonight. And a lot of the discussion will be on the global oil market and the impacts here. They brought in a renowned oil and gas economist, fellow by the name of Dr. Lauren C. Scott. That'll be giving a presentation tonight. They're also going to be debuting the Voices of Watford City, a new website that features stories of Watford City residents in their own words, which I'm extraordinarily excited about as well, because it's a story everybody needs to know about, from West Fargo to, you know, Wishick to Bismarck, Mandan, and Grand Forks, East Grand Forks, and Wahpeton, and you know, every corner. These are real stories, and it's pioneers. It's homesteading all over again. That's what's going on. Their voices. I can't get enough of it. Love being here. And excited to do so today. We're going to chat with Dale Patton. Dale is the president of McKenzie County Bank. A little later on in the program, talk about this bank and this community and what's happening here. Also, Watford City Mayor Brent Sanford will be here. And longtime Economic Development Director Gene Veeder as well will be here together in the bottom of next hour is what I'm trying to say. So a couple of guests that we'll be chatting with. And by the way, there are still tickets available for the dinner tonight at the Outlaws Ballroom. Starts at 5:30 with a social. $50 for a ticket. It's a great cause. Give Mary Gumke, the chamber coordinator, a call if you'd like to go. I'll be there tonight. Looking forward to it. And 701-570-5084 is that number. 701-570-5084 if you'd like to attend that event tonight. All right. Let's talk about a couple of things in the news. A couple of stories have caught my attention today. One, I've been following the Bismarck. I'm going to start with Grand Forks, and the Grand Forks Herald has an update on this incident over the weekend that has been showing us the Fergonization, is that the word, of America? Because now any time there's an incident involving a shooting and a law enforcement officer, we go into some sort of freak-out mode, and there has been some hand-wringing over the situation in Grand Forks. I want to talk about that. Also, I want to talk a little bit about a story in the Bismarck Tribune today. Amy Sisk has written this. It is because of a new study that the Upper Midwest Regional Center on Public Policy at North Dakota State University did concerning students that were that had issues voting. College students that had issues voting in the November election. It has prompted a discussion at the legislature and a change now, potentially, on students voting. I'm thinking there's a lesson in here for students that shouldn't require a change in the law. And that would be just know the law and follow the law and look at your mail. Because there's one Bismarck State College student addressed in the story that said, yeah, well, I got a letter that said, you know, I needed to update it, but I'm busy. Well, okay, let's change the law because students are busy. Everybody's busy. I don't think that means you change the law. You just follow the law. So we'll talk a little bit about that. But let's start with this incident in Grand Forks because there's been a lot of questions about it. Here's what we know. A fellow by the name of David James Elliott led police on a high speed chase early Saturday morning. And we're talking about 100 mile an hour high speed chase, okay? And went a number of areas. The chase began after he ran a stop sign. There was a 911 call that reported his pickup in a bank parking lot as suspicious. And So the police chase him and ultimately call off the pursuit because it was getting too dangerous. Okay? They later get a call from someone evidently saying that that he could be suicidal and asked to check on his well-being and find out he's in the parking lot of the hospital, all true, in Grand Forks. And in that parking lot, this individual rammed a University of North Dakota vehicle, okay? And evidently the officers were in the parking lot. They're trying to get him to turn off his vehicle, and it was stopped. A UND officer there went up to the truck driver's side, tried to turn off the vehicle. At that time, this individual accelerates rapidly. He hits a Grand Forks County Sheriff deputy's car head-on. And at that point, the UND officer fires his weapon into the pickup. Jennifer Elliott, the wife of the suspect, was on the phone with police minutes before her husband was shot. I assume she must have been the one who called and said he was suicidal. She said Monday he was shot six times, at least once in the face, and will need reconstructive surgery. And she said, you know, why couldn't they have tasered him? She is being critical of the fact that he was shot. I say he's lucky to be alive. I say after you lead police officers on a 100-mile chase and then ram another law enforcement vehicle, that this kind of thing could happen to you. And you could almost expect it to happen to you. I am not joining the crowd of those that are blaming the police. My colleague Leon Francis, Todd Mitchell, and I were having a conversation about this earlier this morning. And Todd, you essentially said, I mean, you agree with me, right? I mean, he didn't have a weapon, but his weapon in this case was his vehicle on 100-mile chases.
Where I come from, you don't get to ram law enforcement.
And expect there not to be a consequence.
Right, exactly.
Inanimate object, man. He rammed the car. Now, my view has changed somewhat. I'm not blaming the police officers, but I do have questions. You know, under our state law, you have deadly force is allowed to protect yourself or someone else from serious injury or death. But deadly force is not justified if it can be avoided by retreating. And that's according to our state law. Now,
He's not dead.
Well, he was shot in the face, man. Deadly force was used. And this is where I kind of changed from this morning. So apparently you have an officer on the passenger side. And apparently there's an officer on the driver's side who is actually in the vehicle trying to turn off the truck. Now, if there was a raise in the stakes, so to speak, that would justify deadly force, I would think, you know, you got an officer hanging out the window and you're accelerating, then yeah, I mean, that's serious bodily injury. But again, the wife is like, couldn't you have tasered him or something? You shot him in the face. Also, what led
to that
going to
work, by the way? How's that going to work to taser him? I mean, I think that's just kind of naive to think that you can go that route. First of all, what if this guy takes off again at 100 miles an hour? They'd already saw a very serious situation.
Him. Hey, do we wait until he kills people and then taser? Come on, we got to do something here. We got to stop this guy.
What about that deadly force?
Who was he going to kill? A police officer's car is an inanimate object. Yeah, there's property damage, but there's no dead police officer car. He's not going to ram anybody
else. I know, but if he ram that, he might ram people.
Why would he ram people?
You're affording this guy a whole lot of goodwill based on his behavior. I'm just saying.
No.
The facts as we know them.
I'm glad I don't live near you, Leon. Let him go into your neighborhood.
No, man. I knew this was going to happen, man. I have questions. And with them not being forthcoming with information to us, like when we were speaking this morning, I was going on the information that I could pull. And since then, I've pulled additional information. I didn't even know about, the police officer with his arm inside of the truck. I didn't even know that. What I'm working off of is a guy, ran away from the police for whatever reason. He wasn't in the commission of a felony using deadly force at that point. So why was the chase necessary? Why did they just deploy the spike strips? Couldn't they just get a photo of his license plate and then get him at home? I mean, there's a lot of dynamics there, man.
Here's my worry. And by the way, there has been some criticism directed at the Grand Forks Police Department and other law enforcement officials, and some miscommunication on, is BCI handling this? Are we handling this? And information not coming on fast. I'd rather it come out right than fast. And I'm not going to jump on the law enforcement for not giving us chapter and verse of every single thing that happened. There's an investigation going on. You got multiple agencies involved. I mean, things take some time. I mean, we're sitting here Wednesday. This happened early Saturday morning. So I don't share the criticism there.
That's a lot of time.
I realize that. Get the facts, though. Who's right in this particular case? Want your take on it? 800-228-0550. We're live in Watford City today at McKenzie County Bank. More on What's on Your Mind coming up.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
We are often asked what the difference is between the North Dakota Soybean Council and the North Dakota Soybean Growers Association. The council and the association are two different organizations with one focus, to ensure the success of North Dakota soybean farmers. Both groups serve this purpose in different ways. The Soybean Council collects and invests soybean checkoff dollars in such areas as production research, producer education, and programs designed to increase demand and expand markets for soybeans and soy products. The Soybean Growers Association is a statewide, member-driven organization that focuses on state and national policy issues, which by law the checkoff cannot do. They conduct legislative activities in Bismarck and Washington to improve the profitability of their members and the entire soybean industry. For more information, visit our website at ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hey, Scott Hinton here to let you know, spring's right around the corner. You may think I know that because the pitchers and catchers are reporting to spring training, right? Well, that helps, but when my friends at Chase on the Lake let me know about their great spring break specials, I know spring is so close you can taste it. If you're looking for a fabulous getaway this spring, check out everything Chase on the Lake's offering. Enter the promo code SCOTT, get 3 nights in a classic condo, 50% off the bowling, 25% off the spa treatment Sunday through Thursday, and when two adults have an entree at the 502 restaurant, two kids get a meal for free, $333 for everything in the beautiful Chase condos with the nice bedrooms, the full kitchens, fireplaces, full-out sofas, flat screens, TVs. There's something for everyone at Chase. Downtown Walker's a block away. The award-winning Aveda Spa, the indoor pool, the plunge pool, the game room. This spring, head over to the shores of Leech Lake and book your stay at Chase on the Lake. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code SCOTT. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code SCOTT. 3 nights at a classic condo, $333 with everything. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code SCOTT.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Past 9, brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. North Dakota Oil can and does. Find out more about the 60,000 jobs and $30 billion in economic impact at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. NorthDakotaOilCan.com. We're live in Watford City today, coming to you from the McKinsey County Bank. Going to chat with Dale Patton, the president, a little later on about life in Watford City and the bank and how things are going here. We're also going to chat with Watford City Mayor Brent Sanford and Gene Veeder, the economic development chap here in McKinsey County, coming up next hour as well. So stay tuned for all that. Meanwhile, we're talking about a story in Grand Forks right now that has caused quite a lot of attention. First, because there wasn't a lot of information out, multiple agencies involved, and now because we know that an unarmed man, the suspect who led police on a 100-mile chase and rammed into sheriff's vehicles and caused quite some issues over the weekend, was shot 5 times by a law enforcement officer from the University of North Dakota, and he was unarmed. Who's right here? Todd and I are beating up on our buddy Leon, who expressed his opinion on this, and we said, okay, let's let the listeners settle this. So, Dee, who's right? Dee in Williston, you're next.
Oh, I think you guys are right. I think Leon's way off on it. Leon's a big fan of everybody having the right to drive their cars. Well, this guy has a right to drive his car. He's driving his car. The police pull him, see him as a suspect in something, so they go to pull him off, and, he should have ran. We're saying the police should have did what they did way after all the facts that he's ran. He's, he went through a 100-mile-an-hour chase, car chase. He should have stopped. If he does anything he's guilty of, he should have stopped. And then he could have killed anybody on the 100-mile-an-hour chase through the streets, through there. I had the same thing happen to my brother years ago. The guy was in a chase. He went across the lines on a freeway. My brother was killed because that guy was running. So when that guy takes off in that car at 100 miles an hour, that's a weapon. He could kill anybody. And of course, Leon will say, well, he has the right to drive a car, and he does. But at that point, his rights are, he doesn't have that right anymore, and the police have the right to do whatever it takes to stop that guy. That's my take on it.
Good point, Dee. But and I guess the only and everything you said makes perfect sense. That's common sense 101. Everything that you just said. But I guess if we were going to do everything in our power to stop him from potentially hurting someone else, then why not cut off the chase? And they did. They actually did. But
They did. They cut off the chase and they stopped and then they picked him up later. And then what did he do? He goes and starts to ram his car into the police. Well, he's using his car as a weapon. So they got to stop him.
Again, I think at that point you're saying, is this guy going to go out and do another 100-mile chase? His fate was in his own hands. I'm glad he's alive. And I'm sorry that he has a tough road ahead with the reconstructive surgery and everything else, but he owns that. He owns that himself. I mean, it's just so easy to second guess after the fact. It really is. Who's right on this one? Dee, thanks for the call. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Here's some comments on our Facebook page on this. Bill says, I smell a BCI cover-up. Time for the AG to step down. Time for a house cleaning. All right. Todd says, I think folks just expect a straightforward report as soon as possible after something like that happens. Way there too much go. Buck passing and butt covering in this story. And I would agree with some of that there's been, a disorganization to the message. But I don't think that takes away from the facts of the case. And I think sometimes we're just too quick to expect to know every scintilla of detail. Anything you guys want to say on that? I heard you weighing in, Leon.
Well, again, the facts of the case. As we get it, the facts change in this case. And again, when we were speaking this morning, I had one set of facts, and then, the Dustin, being proficient as he is, came in and brought me some other facts. And
so
I'm like,
what changed your mind? What was it? The fact that the police officer had to reach into the vehicle?
Yeah,
that
anytime you have a police officer that is has his arm inside of a vehicle, I mean, yeah, and you accelerate, then his life is in danger. I mean, I'm sure no one would argue with that fact. But again, if the state law says that, you know, you have a duty to retreat if you can safely do so. I don't know if this officer could do that in this instance. Probably yes. Not. But
judgment call. Judgment
there you
call
go.
At that point. Yeah.
It's also interesting to me that, you know, it wasn't the sheriff's department or the police department that fired the shot. It was the UND campus police that fired the shot. So there's something in that dynamic that I would love to get some more information on also.
Kevin says there are better ways to stop the suspect. For instance, you could shoot out one of the tires or put a bullet through the engine block. However, I haven't followed the story other than the headlines. Was the suspect killed? No, just injured, Kevin. And by the way, I understand they did use some measures to get the vehicle, I don't know, whatever they call those things where they put the tracks
in. Spike strips.
Yeah. Taylor says there's a legal term called disparity of force, which applies to law enforcement and civilians alike. It means if someone is doing something that can kill you or inflict serious bodily injury, you're authorized to use deadly force. For example, Bill walking down the street, three large men who he has no possibility of defending himself against start beating him up. Even with no weapons, he's authorized to use deadly force. If someone's ramming you or chasing you with a car, force multiplier, you have the authority to use deadly force, says Taylor. Let's see who's next here. Greg and Mandan, your take on this. You're next on What's on Your Mind, Greg.
Yes, I don't have actually all the information on this case, but I do know they did a high-speed chase down the gravel roads when my dad was moving farm equipment one time. Of course, he knows the sheriff in Washburn, so he goes and starts chewing some butt and is like, you know, you knew who the kid was and you knew where he lived and whatever. Now, I guess if you know who the person is, that's one thing. I mean, you can't just go to somebody's house and start arresting people either. But I do know it's a tough situation because I do know somebody whose brother was killed. Yes, the guy was drunk driving, but they wouldn't let off. They knew there was a bad curve coming, and they kept pushing it. Well, now this guy's gone forever. I know in my situation, and I know in town it's probably not as bad, but I was going 10 miles over on the strip in Mandan. And, of course, I was driving an LTD, so I got pulled over two times that year. You know, they pick on certain vehicles. LTD. they do. Lincoln's, town cars.
I hadn't heard that. I hadn't heard that little tidbit before.
Yeah.
A couple of instances there where you've got some differences of affecting your, some real life experience affecting your opinions on this, Greg. Thanks for sharing. I'm just going to go quickly here to Jim and Bismarck. Jim, go ahead.
I was listening to that one person that was on earlier, and he said that the guy had a right to drive and all that stuff. But I thought that driving in the state was a privilege and not a right.
Oh, yep. God. It is not. Oh man, are we gonna really do this morning?
We have to send you back to driver's ed.
Oh, good gravy!
Come on,
man.
That's the first thing driver's ed thing.
That is not. You do not. It is a right to drive, and I can bring
it
up all
not
the.
Right. It well, you should have been here yesterday with Trooper Tom in here. He'd have set you straight in 2 seconds.
Well, it's Trooper Tom.
It's first
man.
Day driver's ed. Driving is not a right. It is a privilege. It's like the first thing they
gravy.
Teach you.
I'm gonna.
Where'd you get your driver's license in Louisiana?
Jim, tell Leon what you want to tell him in 10 seconds or less.
Well, that's just all I wanted to say was I thought driving was a privilege and not a...
Said it well, Jim. Appreciate it. More coming up from McKenzie County Bank, Watford City today.
Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and Rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. we're better.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalMatch.com. That's FreeSurvivalMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalMatch.com today.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Before the top of the hour, we are live in Watford City today, McKenzie County Bank. We're going to chat with Dale Patton in just a moment. Later, Mayor Brent Sanford and Gene Veeder from the McKenzie County Economic Development Shop. Looking forward to that conversation tonight. A great gathering of folks from the Economic Development Corporation and the Watford City Chamber of Commerce for their annual meeting. And that'll be at Outlaws Ballroom tonight, 5:30 with the social. Still tickets available if you'd like to go. Looking forward to being here for that event tonight. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow, by the way, the National Sleep Foundation's official pillow. And to celebrate, MyPillow is offering 2-for-1 on their original classic pillow. 50% savings when you call 800-506-9028 or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Scott. I don't know if you heard that caller. I think we were whopping earlier this week. They called to thank us for talking about MyPillow because the guy said he's never slept this well. He was a bus driver for a lot of years and said he just, really had difficulty sleeping until he found MyPillow. So there's stories like that over and over again. It's helped so many people. The most important thing to your health is sleep. Most important thing to your sleep is your pillow. And MyPillow can really help. It works. I love it. I love mine. Todd loves his. It's got a 10-year warranty, 69 money-back guarantee, so you really can't go wrong. 800-506-9028. Online at MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott. All right. Let's see here. Jim and Linton. Let's get you in here to weigh in. Hello, Jim. What's on your mind?
Oh, just a few comments. One, quickly, that in Grand Forks, that's kind of like suicide by cop. And this other one the other day, that red pickup, 8 cars behind him and then more throwing down strips and everything. And, a little overkill, but at least, don't shoot them. I mean, shoot tires, engine. And it's always multiple shots, They aren't that good a shot when they're in that kind of a situation. And I worked in the ambulance for 24 years, and one law enforcement actually referred to the people as adversaries. So there's some, 90%, 95% are just great, but you get these others. And the other comment is I just loved Netanyahu's speech yesterday. Obama, I don't have no use for him, but thank you for taking my call.
Hey, we need a leader like Benjamin Netanyahu in the United States. I mean,
of course,
unbelievable. I mean, just Say it like it is. My favorite part of the whole speech yesterday was that Nancy Pelosi needed a sick bag.
I know.
That's the best part. Yeah. And you know that he was knocking it out of the park. You're right, Jim. Appreciate the call. Greg and Mandan, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yes, I had actually gotten cut off before. So anyways, I was going 10 miles over on the strip, and the policeman was going the other way. Slow down, turn up, catch up with me. He pulls me over. He says, do you know why I pulled you over? You were speeding. I probably shouldn't be a smart aleck, but I looked him straight in the face. I said, well, if I was speeding and you were going the other way, had to slow down, turn around, catch up with me, how fast were you going? He's like, fast enough to catch up with you. I could be wrong, but I'm sure he assessed the situation and did it safely or whatever, but I'm just not convinced just because you're trained to do something that you should do something.
In the context of the situation in Grand Forks, 100-mile chase, squad car rammed, a police officer reaching into the car trying to get him out, he drives away. I'm not sure I wouldn't have done the exact same thing. Now, I understand, and my advice, Greg, in the future would be not to be a smart aleck, because you never know. It certainly doesn't justify shooting, but in this case, there's a lot more than that. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. We'll return to this, and also want to tackle students and voting, and whether any changes necessary on that coming up here in a little bit, too. So I mentioned we're in Watford City today. We're coming to you from the McKinsey County Bank, and Dale Patton, the president, is here with us. Hi, Dale. How are you?
Good morning.
Nice to see you.
You bet.
A beautiful but brisk morning in Boomtown.
Yeah, we are warming trend up to 10 below now, so things are looking up.
That forecast looks good, though, so
yes,
we can't complain. It is winter. Well, tell us a little bit about what's happening at McKinsey County Bank. Exciting times at a recent merger and a name change coming up, right?
Yes, coming up for us on March 23rd, we'll become Cornerstone Bank, actually doing a three-bank merger. McKinsey County Bank here in Watford, Lakeside State Bank based out of Newtown, and Cornerstone Bank, which is based out of Fargo, will all become under the banner of the Cornerstone name brand.
Folks in Bismarck and Fargo know that Cornerstone brand, because there's bank locations there, right?
We'll have a presence all across the state now with the completion of the merger.
So tell us what that means for McKinsey County Bank and what it means for Watford City.
Well, in regard to the merger itself, I think it's the first three-bank merger that's ever taken place in the state, so it's kind of breaking a little bit of ground from that standpoint. For what it means for us locally here and for the community, I think it's going to give us some more resources that we're going to be able to offer our client base and our customers, with the business banking components. We're going to be able to expand some options there. Our retail component is going to be enhanced. Our lending authorities are going to be increased, so a lot of opportunities that way, as well as when we establish that statewide presence with Fargo and in Bismarck, and within the next year, we're going to be opening a branch in Dickinson. So we have a loan production office there right now. We have mortgage offices that are based in Minot and Grand Forks. So people that are used to doing business locally with us will continue to be able to do business locally. And if they're in Bismarck or Fargo or Dickinson, they'll have that opportunity to make use of the bank's resources in those locations as well. We have a lot of people that have moved from Watford down to the Bismarck markets as they get older and retired and so forth, and we'll be able to handle their credit needs and their financial needs within that market. A lot of local people have their students at the various colleges and universities, and they'll be able to continue banking in those markets as well, access to their accounts in a much easier manner.
Great. Well, congratulations. When will the name change?
March 23rd. We're hoping to have some new signs up here within the next couple of weeks. But March 23rd for us in Watford City.
Bankers have a very good sense of sort of the lay of the land and what's happening, and obviously seeing who walks through the door with different opportunities and things that are happening in the way of developments and businesses and whatnot. Give me your sense of how things are as we take a snapshot of this moment in time for Watford City and McKinsey County.
Well, the thing that we continue to hear is McKinsey County is still the biggest part of the sweet spot of the Bakken. And the developers that are coming in from outside the area, they've done their assessments, they've done their evaluations, they've done all their legwork, and they continue to focus on our area. And I had one guy just this week says he stopped everything else that he was doing and was only doing Watford City as far as his continued development work. So We're positive. We're optimistic.
And his reason for that was, okay, this is more of a sure deal?
This is a sure deal compared to the outer fringes in his analysis. When we talk to the producers and the big operating companies and so forth, there's kind of two different thoughts coming down the line from some of those. The bean counters and financial guys and cash flow guys obviously have concerns about the price of oil. But the production guys, the ones that are out in the field, said we needed a breather. We needed a little bit of a catch-up to be able to handle what has been on our plate. And so if you want to look at the mixed blessing side of it, obviously their cash flow has been affected by the lower prices, but it's also allowed them an opportunity to catch up on their infrastructure needs and be able to get better prepared as we go forward for the long haul.
What is your sense of the community? I mean, I'm always, my breath is taken away often of just the mammoth amount of activity that's happening and going on. I mean, it really is. And that to me is, I said this morning, what I love about coming to Watford is it's beautiful and it's booming. Right, and so you have those two combinations, and I think that's that pioneer spirit of people almost like homesteading all over is just phenomenal. Yet it's immensely different than it was 3 years ago, 10 years ago, 30 years ago. Right, so how do people handle it?
Yeah, that transition of a population of 1,500 in Watford City and 5,500 in the county 10 years ago to what we have now of 12,000-15,000 in the immediate area and north of 18 probably in the county and nobody's certain what the actual number is, has been really challenging, but it's brought forth, I think, some of the strongest people in our community. They've come forward and they've stepped up and made the difference as we've gone forward and made a significant difference. Their ability to perform and come forward and deal with all the issues that we've dealt with has been, really enlightening, and a lot of respect for everybody that's filled those roles. Very challenging. But it's making a difference in our community, and as we go forward and look at our opportunities with our healthcare system, our event center, our high schools, our elementary schools, and all of the other things, we're building a very strong town, and it was based on a strong town from the beginning.
And great leadership here. It really is just extraordinary leadership. People step up to the plate. Yourself, former McKenzie County Commissioner for 12 years. And, I'm always amazed at the people that just step up to the plate, like you say. And it is inspiring. Gosh, there's just a lot being built. I mean, when you were just talking about how exciting it is, I'm thinking, okay, the high school's coming out of the ground, right? You got a hospital that you've had the groundbreaking for. I mean, just kind of tick off in your mind what projects most excite you out there.
Yeah. We always said you had to drive around once a month to see what changed. And I think coming spring will be once every 2 weeks because you won't know. We'll be driving down a street or a road and we'll say, well, that wasn't there the last time I was here. But it's the big infrastructure projects, I think, as we go forward. We got a golf course expansion that's going to be taking place. The big help that we've had recently is the increase in our water supply, the water towers that have gone up and the capacity to handle that, getting adequate water and good water to our community, and has been a huge difference in being able to expand and go forward. So, to pick out a single one, really, really challenging to pick out a dozen. There's an easy dozen of very significant projects that are making the difference for everybody here and helping build a community that families want to come and live in.
You know, one of our sponsors is the Little Missourian and Suites and Teddy's Residential Suites, and they're in Newtown, where you are as well with the new Cornerstone merger, and as well as here in Watford City. And I really encourage folks in every corner of the state just to come up, spend a weekend, you've got a nice place to stay, and soak all this in and see it at work. And maybe you're looking for, an opportunity. Maybe you're looking for a different job. Maybe you're looking for a place to call home. Or maybe you just want to know what's happening in North Dakota, because, as you mentioned earlier, this is it. Within 80 miles of here is 80% of the oil and gas development. So it's a good little beachhead for folks just to explore. They should see this, shouldn't they?
Absolutely. I can't count how many tours around the area for different groups and people that have come in, and they're always amazed. Some of them said, well, they were here back in the 70s when they were little with their parents. They came out to the north unit of the park or something like that. And even the people that were here 3 years ago are amazed at the changes that have taken place. And I guess for me, the big thing is the transition to the long-term, permanent, good projects. You mentioned the Little Missouri and Teddy's Residential. As good a hotel services as you're going to find anywhere in the state.
Many of them. Many operators, long-time operators like your neighbors here. You know, I mean, phenomenal.
All the hotel accommodations are top-notch. All of the restaurants are booming and doing well. I mean, it's very good.
Thanks, Dale.
Thank you.
Appreciate the time. We're live in Watford City today. What's on your mind? Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Scott Hillen here to tell you about my pals at S&S Motors in Watford City. I bought a great truck, got a great deal. You can too. They have clearance pricing every day at S&S Motors Watford City. Internet specials every day at snsmotorsinc.com. Call Brent or Tim. They'll take care of you. Pre-owned 4x4, great deals. New Fords and Chevys too, and they'll bring it to you. Full service shops with four techs that can handle any and all of your repairs and vehicle maintenance. Just call Sonia, 701-444-2341. Online, snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors Watford City.
Attention all ranchers concerned with the North Dakota State Beef Checkoff. House Bill 1238 passed in the House for an increase in your beef checkoff assessment. It is now going to be heard in the Senate Ag Committee on March 6th at 8 a.m. in the Brynhild Hogland Room. If you have concerns regarding an increase that is being forced upon you legislatively rather than by the producer being able to vote, you need to voice your opinion by contacting the Senate Ag Committee members and your senator. Go to nd.gov to obtain your senator's contact information. The Independent Beef Association of North Dakota opposes this bill as does not allow the cattle producer the right to vote.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your it's close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Yeah, this is for the What's on Your Mind program, and Leon is right. People do have a right to travel and to drive. And that law goes back to the colonial times, where these bureaucrats have come up with the idea that they can regulate and tax and license everything is they got that out of the Commerce Clause of the Constitution. But the people do have the right to travel by any means. If you look that up, it goes way back to colonial times, and Leon is correct on that. Thank you.
Leon, thanks you. Appreciate the call. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. That was sort of a diversion of our topic on the, whether or not the law enforcement officer, in this case a UND police officer, was right to shoot an unarmed man, suspect who had led police on a 100-mile chase, who had refused to get out of his vehicle when encountered, and an law enforcement officer reaches it, and he drives off, and then he rams a sheriff's squad car, and... So that's the debate today. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Another story I just touched on, but I want to get the take of the listeners on this one as well. And it has to do with changes from the 2013 legislature regarding voting in North Dakota. And, voting in North Dakota, in my opinion, had gotten a little loosey-goosey. Especially where you could just, sign an affidavit and say you are who you say you are without any proof for that whatsoever, okay? Anyway, basically, you had to come in, if you were voting in a precinct, with an ID that showed your address or, something that showed your address, okay? Well, this caused evidently a bit of a problem for students, all right? So students that wanted to vote where they go to school were warned. We're given letters, and evidently a new study out suggests Bismarck State College says 7.7% of students there, that's the highest number in the state, 7.7% of the 65 students who reported they either voted or tried to vote said they were unsuccessful because of a problem associated with their address. So now researchers are estimating that about 227 students tried to vote but could not cast a ballot because of their address. And so the legislature is taking up this issue and proposing a change. In fact, Thursday, one of the students from BSC is going to be testifying on this. Her name is Klein. What's her first name? I should know her first name. Kelsey Klein. She's the student body's vice president. Going to be testifying on this bill, and she wants it changed. Now, I'm reading a Bismarck Tribune story about this, in which she recalls receiving an email from BSC at the start of the school year informing students of the change to voting laws. But updating her address was not at the forefront of her mind leading up to the election. So she goes to vote, and she finds out she can't vote. She was warned she wasn't going to be able to vote. And she went on to say, well, students are very busy. Everyone's busy. So the House Government and Veterans Affairs Committee are going to hear Senate Bill 2330, which would require colleges to reissue photo ID cards to students and provide information about voter eligibility requirements. The cards would contain their residential address, and then the students can then use that for the card. So, and to me, we're going through some steps here rather than just follow the law. Seems to be pretty simple to me. Some more calls came in during the break here. Let's get those in, too, on the Grand Forks situation. Roll them, Todd.
Man, I don't know who this guy is. You have on there defending this guy who's on the high-speed chase, but, wow, he's pretty optimistic. Somebody's going to leave police on a high-speed chase over 100 miles. Who knows what he's going to do? He could decide to drive into a grocery store, for all we know, kill innocent people. Why in the world would you give him the chance to do that? I don't know if they felt that the force that was necessary, that's what was necessary, because somebody that's bent on getting away, who knows what they could do. And yeah, you can say, oh, they could have done this or they could have done that. Well, that's hindsight. Hindsight's 2020. I think you're all wet there, guy.
Appreciate that. I'm with you. Troy says on our Facebook page, use your vehicle as a weapon and you get what you have coming. Agree with that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where Todd and I are, but Leon had a little different opinion, so we let him loose today.
Didn't know how lefty he was, but...
All right, one more call to game that came in during the break. Go ahead and roll that.
Hello, good morning, fellas. I just want to comment and say that I love how people
in general think that they should be privy to all law enforcement information about a certain issue when clearly they have no rights to any information. And how they play a Monday morning quarterback to, well, you should have did this, you should have did that. A vehicle is a deadly object. You have no idea what happened in that situation. The chips will fall where they fall when the investigation is over with. The public needs to keep their mouth shut and understand that police have to do what they have to do. If you abide by the law, you got nothing to worry about. Thank you.
Appreciate the call, and I have a hard time disagreeing with pretty much everything you said. I totally, there's been a controversy over, the lack of information. I think the media feels that, and you just automatically assume a cover-up. I think the fact that you have a law enforcement officer shooting an unarmed man, despite the facts here, also leads to this Fergusization of.
Wow. Is that going to make the next dictionary?
Not a word.
Fergusonization?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
I know. Fergusonization, yeah.
Happened in Ferguson.
The Fergusonizing of America.
More of your take as we continue from Watford City on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy Level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable Level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.